Good evening, this is Shiv Simon Nun Gimel. We're up to Siv Zayin. Im ein sham mishoyedea liyo shliach tzibu. If there's nobody who's able to be a shliach tzibu, ki im ben yud gimel shonovim echo. There's only one person there who is a bar mitzvah boy, 13 years and one day. Mutov shiyu shliach tzibu. It is better that he should be the shliach tzibu. Meshei botlu milishmoya kedusha vekadesh, rather than not saying kedusha and kadesh. So this is, the halacha is that it's better to have a bar mitzvah boy rather than nobody who doubts for the Amud, and therefore there'll be Bimvatl, Kedush Vekadish. Now, the interesting point about this halacha, and I didn't see anything inside explicitly, but I imagine that this halacha really is a kasha in Sivov. We learned that really a bar mitzvah boy can daven for the Amud if it's a koi. If it's bikvah, he's not allowed to. So if that's the case, that irregularly a bar mitzvah boy can daven for the Amud, so what's the halacha of here? So certainly this is irregular, so why can you not be daven for the Amud? The answer is that probably we're talking about a case which is we're talking about being memaneh him, appointing him on a regular base. This is a tzibur that just hasn't got a chazan. We want to appoint a bar mitzvah boy to be a regular chazan. So it seems like we're probably talking about kva, not a koi. Sif ches, mi she'eno bal zokon, if a child or a person who doesn't have a beard, mi she'eno bal, doesn't have a beard, kol shenika boy, whenever it's recognizable, she'igia, that he reached lechlal shonim, that he reached the age, she'roilis malo zokonoi, that he could reach, that he could have had a beard, so he doesn't physically have a beard, but he could have a beard, nismal zokonoi kirino, but it's considered if he has a beard. So in other words, the beard, you don't physically need the beard, it's a simon, it's not a sibba. If he could have a beard, that's good enough. Hilkach, therefore, ben esrim shono, if he's 20 years old, afalpi, even though she'en lo zokon, he hasn't got a beard, but as long as he's 20 years old, a man in oisoi, we can appoint him as a chazan. V'chein tzim lehim, oyo lo zokon afilu me'at, even if he has a little bit of beard, says the Ramo, Kirinon ben Ismael is Konoi, it's considered as if he has a beard. Imum ben Yudches velemalo, if he's 18 years old already. So we're learning that if he doesn't physically need a beard, it's just that he has to be within the age group that he could have a beard. So never mind if he's clean shaven, that's not a problem. But even if he could have a beard and he doesn't have a beard yet, that's fine, 18 or 20 years old. Siv Tes. Soris, yesh oimim shu muta lemanoisoi. Soris, so it's not clear if he's a zochon a keva. Yesh oimim, some say, shu muta lemanoisoi mu benesim. If he's 20 years old, you can appoint him either way, even if he's soris. Siv Yud, yesh limo itzchus. One can be melamed chus al mekoymos on the places shenoyagin that the minig is shaktanim that the children yoyedim lifnei atevo leispalel that children daven for the amud leispalel to daven tefilas arvis ma'ariv b'motzei shabbos and motzei shabboses. So this is a very interesting minig. So there was a ma'aser shahud, was a place that in that place the children used to daven ma'ariv for the amud and motzei shabbos. Children, we're not talking about pre-bar mitzvah, we're not talking about post-bar mitzvah, we're talking about pre-bar mitzvah, mama's children, and you stand before the Amud and Motzei Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you can be melamed chus. And the reason is, Mishneh Berurah Sif Kot Lamed says, Lefish ein moitzi nisarabim dei chivoson, because you're not moitzi others with the chazos hashatz, she'en ma'achzikin is atfile, they don't repeat Shmoyin Esra. Ma'ariv, so as opposed to Shachiz Mincha, Ma'ariv, you don't have chazos hashatz, rak she'en bo'ch ve'kadish. You don't only say Baruch HaVekadosh, but all the time in Acherim, I'm with Yosef, and as well as other reasons as well, which are brought down in Beis Yosef. Because the Nidchak, directly came in with, it's only to explain the minhag, but certainly, one shouldn't do so lechatchila, but it's not ideal to do that at all. But the minhag that is established in a certain community, you don't have to cancel off the minhag, if it's just Ma'ariv. Interestingly, the Bialoch on the side of here mentions that if it's in Nebuch, Lolenum is on Shvissen, if there is an Ovel who is just after Bar Mitzvah and he wants to have him for the Omer, there's a Chiyuv. Now here, the Aloch really is that it's considered Kavua because it's irregular, it's not irregular. So although we learned that when it comes to a regular appointment, Chazan Kavua, then we learned that he has to be more than Bar Mitzvah, he has to be Nisman Ez Konoi. but when it but when Ovel the Bialocha says the following, Yochal Eret Kosev Pimegodim Da'afirim Ovel Lo Yed Lifnei Atev Bekva Im Non Ismal Ezkonoi Vanirelis of the Bialocha Del Inyan Tfilas Arves. If it's, when it comes to Ma'ariv, Yesh La'Okel Afilu Bekva, he can be makel with regards to Ma'ariv. Although it's Kva, he's going to daven. He's a Chiyuv. He's going to daven Ma'ariv every single night. So he's allowed to. Though in machzirim not filler, actually in a kaddish v'bochu, because Ma'ariv is more lenient. You're allowed to give him the omud, although it's kva, yes, but it's a chiyuv, and for Ma'ariv we're makel. There's no difference really between Motzei Shabbos and the rest of the days, but that's the Ma'aseh Shor. That's what happened.
It could be the by Motzei Shabbos, everyone's together and davening in one minyan, and therefore it of all the Ma'ariv, Motzei has got the greatest chashivah, so you could learn the others from Kav Chomer.
Oh, I see. That if already on Motzei Shabbos, you couldn't. Right. Okay. I hear. Kids are on Motzei Shabbos in the winter more than in the summer, more than in the rest of the days. Okay.
What's the reason for the 18 years of age and the 20 years of age that we had previously? Is there a particular reason why
No.
We're saying 18 and then 20 for the Saturday?
No, it's just that from 18, there's from 18. More likelihood that he has reached. Talking about your point, Rabbi Kegel, about Ma'ariv, interestingly, the Bialocha points out on the side what happens nebuchlo aleinu v'aleichem if you've got a pre-bar mitzvah boy, pre-bar mitzvah is an ovel. And this gets a little bit more complex, because obviously an ovel who wants to come before the omud, obviously it's going to be considered a... Is it... Pardon? Right, a chiyuv, and consequently, how often is he going to daven for the omud? Kva, that's right. It's not a koi, it's kva. So it's much more serious, much more serious. What do you think about that, Rabbi? Is there any heter of allowing a pre-bar mitzvah boy to daven for the omud? Oh, very good. Please explain, you're differentiating. Very interesting. So, very good. So you're making the distinction between Ma'ariv on the one side and Shachris Mincha on the other side. This goes very much in line with the Bialoch over here on the side. That says, Yochel Eret, and I'm quoting, Bialoch was actually an earlier sif, but it is the right place to quote it is Lechor over here. Kosa prima godim, da filim ovel o yeri lifnei atevo bekva. Even an ovel is not meant to daven before the omud because it's considered kva. Im lo nismal ezkono, unless it's fully grown. Nirali, says the Mishnah Bura, de'elin tfilas ma'ariv, when it comes to tfilas ma'ariv, yeish lehokel afilu bekva. You can't be lenient even bekva. Do'en machzirin atfila, ha'akshay mekadosh v'orchu. Here we're seeing again this point that is more lenient. Ma'ariv is more lenient. Now, truthfully, Ovi is not talking about pre-bar mitzvah, he's talking about just after bar mitzvah, actually, to be very precise. But we're seeing that point again, that after Ma'ariv can be more lenient. Although normally we're not allowing kva before 18, but here, since it's just for Ma'ariv, a bar mitzvah boy, who is a chiyuv lo aleinu, he would be allowed to daven Ma'ariv before the omud, as opposed to Shachris Mincha. The last line of the Ramah we need to address. The Ramah said, "Afilu yelechal yud gimel shana b'yom Shabbos." Listen to those words. If he reaches the 13th birthday on Shabbos, ele spal avishel Shabbos, he shouldn't daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos. Teradain ele yud gimel shana, because he hasn't reached 13 years yet. He hasn't reached 13 years. What does that mean? What does the Pasuk Pshat in this Mishnah Berurah here?
If it's on the Shabbos day,
then when did he do?
Shabbos day.
So therefore?
Night time, isn't yet 13 according to the hour of the day when he was born. He was exactly, maybe it's...
You mean at the hours of the day, it's not quite...
It's a few hours short of actually being 13.
Right, it's not, because we go mass to S, you're saying, it's
maybe,
not... He was born 3 hours and 21 minutes and it's not quite there yet.
Yeah,
okay. Very good. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says is Pshat. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Lamed Gimel says, we're talking about, Roy Tzalem, Mekoy Mishinoigin Leispal Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Miboidoy Mishon Tesefet Shabbos. It's about those places without Ma'ariv on Shabbos, Friday night Ma'ariv, they're davening early. Like us here in England, beyond in the summer months. We daven long before it's actually Nacht. Now, the boy is only turning bar mitzvah on Shabbos. And really, strictly speaking, he's on Friday afternoon, if you have a couple of Shabbos early, he's not, strictly speaking, he's not bar mitzvah yet. Because bar mitzvah is only going to come when it's Nacht. So the question is, can he daven Ma'ariv before the Amud or not? Again, he's turning bar mitzvah on Shabbos, proper, on Shabbos. And I know that on Friday night, if I was Mekabel Shabbos, the right time when it's Nacht, I know that he can daven for the Yom, because it's bar mitzvah. But over here we're talking about a case that they're davening very early on Shabbos, the Mekabel Shabbos early because it's the Shabbos. Can this boy who's only turning bar mitzvah on Shabbos, can he daven for the Yom or not? Yes, Eli? You're saying that since we're Mekabel Shabbos and he's not allowed to do any melachas, so surely it's considered Shabbos already. And since it's considered Shabbos already, surely it's considered bar mitzvah already. And he should be able to have. Very good, yeah?
Normally, for Shtei Saris in that particular situation.
Say that again?
If cutting it that fine.
No, so for any derabbanon we don't need. We just tzomach and chazak kederava. For any derabbanon like that, like Mary, if you don't really need, we're just for any derabbanon we're fine from bar mitzvah onwards. So you're lining every bar mitzvah boy lines, right? That's what your point, Rabbi.
Since it's before Shabbos, I don't know.
So the emes is the Ramah Taka means. So the Ramah very much comes from your svara, and he says that we don't say that svara. And since the fact that just because he doesn't keep, he's not allowed to do melachas, it doesn't make him bar mitzvah yet. And the words of the Mishnah Berurah is Mikol Mokem Hari Adayin Lo Nishlamo Lo Yud Gimel Shana Ad Leil Shabbos. He's not bar mitzvah yet. He's not bar mitzvah yet. Toisefes Shabbos eino moyi leinin shnoisim einar. Toisefes Shabbos doesn't add to his age. Is that what you meant? It doesn't add to his age. He's mikabel Shabbos gesunter heit. But it doesn't make him any older. He's not bar mitzvah yet. On Thursday he wasn't bar mitzvah yet, so this is still Thursday. So that's what he says. But if you daven late, muta leret lifnei hateva can daven before the amud. So that's very important. Now, boys, this is a very interesting ma'amokim, because very often we talk about the Sefer Shabbos, and this is very relevant in many, many shailas. Think about, are you allowed to daven, are you allowed to count Sfirsa Oima early? Are you allowed to, there's so many shailas, when we are makabel the days earlier. In your idea, we also find this concept of having the days early. To what extent is that considered, really that you've mekabel the day, is it already that day or not? So this is an important ma'amokim, it's for us to register and remember, of you were learning that although it's mekabel to sefer Shabbos, but it's not really his bar mitzvah yet. It's not bar mitzvah yet, so I think it's an important ma'amokim. Okay, continue the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yudalev. Shliach Tzibur Shemarich Betfilosayim. A Shliach Tzibur who really enjoys davening before Moed. We all heard them already. We've all seen them. They just enjoyed themselves a drop too much up there. We've seen them, we've heard them. So Shemarich Betfilosayim, it's just that little bit too long. Kedein Ode Shishmu Koyle Orev. He wants people to just hear his beautiful voice. See, they existed already in Shulchan Aruch. There's our voice there. They were there already then. They existed then. Now, if he's particularly excited in his heart, if he's glad to Ribbono Shel Olam Hashem, you give me such a nice voice, and he wants to share this gift to others, then Tovel of Bocha, it should be gebenched. If he really means to Mehana Da Olam, he wants the Olam to enjoy it, then fine, it should be gebenched. And this is because the Rosh should be davening with a heavy head. Uv'oimid be'ema v'yiro should be davening seriously with a heavy head. Be'ema with fear v'yiro. That's how he should be standing before the Amud. But if he wants to share his beautiful voice to others, v'someach be'koiloi, and he's enjoying his voice, harizem guna, this is not nice. This is inappropriate. If he's just trying to show off his voice, he wants everybody to know how beautiful his voice is, that is maguna. Umikol mokim, nevertheless. Kol shemayich betfilose. Anybody, even if it's got shem shemayim, anybody who's mayich particularly long, even if it doesn't shem shemayim, if it's stretching that much too long, loy toiv oise, he's doing no good, mipnei toich ha-tzibur, because he's matriach the tzibur. So we're learning. If you are davening particularly long, that's never good. If you're just schlepping out, that's always meguna. If it's not particularly long, it's just a little bit stretched, then it depends. If you're doing L'shem Shemaim, that's fine. That tovah lebracha, your mehane da oilem, people are davening with kavona, that's fine. But if you mean your beautiful voice and you mean your own covered, then it's inappropriate even if you're schlepping a little bit. Now comes a very, very scary Mishneh Berurah. Really, really scary Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Hei. Isa b'sefer chassidim, chassidim, chassidim right. I looked it up, it's in Simon Ches. B'sha'o sh'ram Shimon Gamliel yotza ledin. When Rab Shimon ben Gamliel was sentenced to death, lehorek, to be killed, Omar Reb Shmuel Kohen Godli, said to Reb Shmuel ben Godl, Ochi, mipnei ma ani yotza lehorek. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, why am I deserving this to be killed? Why? Omalo, he said to him, Shemo Yiso Doirish Perabim, he replied to him, Shmuel Kohen Gadol replied to him, he said, I know why he's sentenced to death. Shemo Yiso Doirish Perabim, maybe you dashen publicly, Vesomeach Lipcho, and your heart enjoyed Venenesome Divator, you enjoyed the Torah, not for sharing the Torah, but you enjoyed it yourself. You had a personal benefit, your personal satisfaction of doing this. Whether it's being a chazan or any public servant. If you're doing this for yourself, then maybe that's the reason, says Rabbi Yochanan Kengol, maybe that's why you're sentenced to death. Omalo, he said, Ochi, my brother, Necham Tony, you have menachemi. Now I understand why I'm worthy of being killed. Because I had personal satisfaction when I was Dorish Berabim. Unbelievable. Very, very scary Sefer Chassidim. Very scary Sefer Chassidim. So any chazan should also think about himself. Does he get personal satisfaction from this or not? Yeah, maybe. It's a good hour. Yeah, really, it's true. No, it's a good hour. Yeah? Yeah. It's very, not sure. Sefkot Lamed Vav says the Mishneh Berurah about Tzibur. Kosa b'yam shal shloim esimen nun. B'yam shal shloim writes, Osu lo leharich shloim b'rtzoin akol afilu b'shabes v'yom tov. You know, sometimes you have the feeling that these people who take the Amud say, now I'm here, you try to get rid of me, you won't be able to. You know, that kind of approach. So he said, don't be meirich against the will of the Tzibur. You have to be in tune with what the Tzibur wants. Do they want it fast? So you have to do it fast. Do they want it slow? Do it slow. But you have to be a shliach Tzibur. You have to know what the Olim want. Pardon?
Do you want singing or no singing?
Do you want singing? Do you want no singing? Do you want singing or no singing? Absolutely. Pardon? It must not be according, if there is some people who decide about the Chazonim, it has to be mamash to wear the rotzen of the Tzibur. Now, how you gauge a Tzibur, I don't know. Is it 51%, 49% Vesichnes? Pardon? It has to be according to
the Rotsen. Yeah,
I don't know. So, I don't know. V'av pirtzen akol yoyse midai meguna. And now he says that even if the Olam want particularly long davening, it's not right if it schleps too long. Interesting, he said it's not considered chatzil Hashem, it's not called chatzil Hashem. It's not chatzil Hashem because you don't need to go that far. And it's not chatzil Hashem because chatzil Hashem is really meant to be eating and oinik Shabbos. So that's not really goes into the category of chatzil Hashem, not chatzil Hashem. Kosav shirek nesa gdoyle b'shem tshuva zri bruna. Shliach tzibur shenifs al koylo. Shliach tzibur who lost his voice. Im nishma kilu merateis v'shovu posol. If his voice is completely hoarse, then he cannot hear him anymore. He comes not, then it's possible he shouldn't daven for the Amud. Somebody whose voice gone completely, he shouldn't be davening for the Amud. Im shnei chazanim shovim. If there's two chazanim who are equally good, then koim koidim le Levi. The koim comes before the Levi. Levi Yisrael, Levi comes before Yisrael. So yes, we do take the koim before the Levi who comes before the Yisrael. Talmud chochem koidim la ma'aretz, and the Talmud chochem will come before the ma'aretz. I feel okay if he's a koim, kolchken Levi, he must also a Levi. So Talmud chochem will go before the koim, which is before Shemishna, and Talmud chochem comes first, but if then in chochem they are equal, the koim comes before the Levi who comes before the Yisrael. There's an eight how to deal with it. We'll learn that when the speakers can him. Yeah. Yeah. Where are you?
In the second line of the
Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch? Even if he means it l'shem shamayim, if it's extremely long, yes, the Gemara in Brachos. Yeah, I know. This is not that. It's not that. Yeah, right. And right. Okay. So just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Borach Shemoy. We started learning about a if there's nobody else down before the Omod Shulchan Aruch in Siv Zayin taught us that you can take a bar mitzvah boy and you don't cancel off the Kedush and Kaddish. Siv Ches told us that if you haven't got a beard, it doesn't matter as long as a person has reached physical maturity. A beard is not it's only a simon for godless. You don't actually physically need a beard. We learned about 20-year-old is either way fine. We also learned that if there's got a small beard, that's fine as well. Seif Tes taught that a soris can be davening for the omud even as long as he's 20. Seif Yud taught us that you can be melamed tzchus on the places where the children daven before the omud ma'ariv motzei Shabbos. And the reason being because Ma'ariv is not so critical and there's no chazaras hashatz, so one can be lenient. But of course, the Ramah says, don't establish that minhag. It's not such a good minhag. We learned also that if somebody turns bar mitzvah on Shabbos and when we kabbal Shabbos early, the Ramah says that the bar mitzvah boy shouldn't daven before the omud ma'ariv because it's not mamash his bar mitzvah yet. See, if Yud Aleph said that the shliach tzibur's ma'ariv b'tfilosa to show off his voice, that's anyway inappropriate. And even if it means the Shem Shemaim, he shouldn't be ma'ariv particularly long. And we also learned the Sefer Chassidim says that a person should never have personal satisfaction for what he's doing. And Sefer Kotel HaMedov Mishneh Berurah says that if the tzibur wants a long davening, if it's particularly long, one shouldn't do so. Carry on to my mitzvah.